Cedric Robinson points out that capitalist production thrives on creating surplus value by devaluing labor or making labor as cheap as possible. He argues that therefore, the perfect way to devalue labor is to create levels of unequal humans. In the Atlantic slave trade, people were dehumanized, stolen from their lands, and forced to work for free. This was the ultimate way to create surplus value and power for the ruling classes. Robinson calls this racial capitalism. Racism and capitalism are not separate. Capitalism requires the construction of the idea of race. The slave and the indentured laborer are fundamental to capitalist production. Economic and political theorists during the rise of capitalism, like Adam Smith and John Locke, spoke of natural human rights and laws. These were based on the idea that the natural human was the Western European man. The Western European man had the right to private property and other forms of ownership, while the rest of humanity was excluded from these rights.